This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Hello, Jack Antonoff, my friend. Congratulations, mate, on a really glorious record. It's
Thank you.
Certainly what I needed, I think. And you know, it's morning here and I'm very heavily pregnant. So I wasn't feeling it. And I thought, you know what? Like, I have been listening to the album, but before the interview, I'll play it. And it filled my house with a glorious cacophony of goodness. So thanks, Ash.
That means a lot to me. That's the hope.
First of all, I want to talk about if it was really you doing the almost splits in the Stop Making This Hurt video in the jeans, or was that like a really quick stunt double?
It was a really quick stunt double.
What?
And the stunt double, are you kidding me? You think I can do a split? And I knew that. I was like, when we were doing the video, I was like, I want someone to do some crazy split. And I want it to be like, because at first we're like, should someone do like a backflip? We're like, no, let's have it do something where people could think it's you. And there's sort of an absurdity to like, that's obviously not him. Wait a second. Is that
Oh, you
him?
Got me. Take it as a compliment that I thought I wouldn't be surprised if in his bag of tricks, he's really open hip flexes.
So the story though was the stunt double came, it was twins, and they both showed up and they said, which one do you want? And I was like, I don't know. What do you guys decide?
How do you manage, like, I struggle to like do much, not just because I'm pregnant, just because I get, you know what it's like, especially in this day and age where it's, everything's a lot. So do you have like a person that's like, this month you're working on this, but then you've got to do the Bleachers records, or are you just like ad hoc, call me, I'm free, yeah, we'll work on that, but then I got to do, how does that actually like work for you to do your own shit, but then very much be involved in some of our favorites artists' lives as well?
You know, I always, they're always like, sorry, there's an ambulance outside.
It's so New York. Yeah, this is very cool for me, stuck in Sydney. I love it.
Like, Ash, I got to go. The ambulance I called for myself is here, so I got to, I'm bleeding a lot right now.
I might as well do the interview. Means it's coming from somewhere I don't want to know about, and God bless.
Or you could have gone with the whole acting like you did see it, and hence the radio portion of it.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. But, okay, you can make a lot of plans, but when it comes to writing and making records, you get drawn to things, and you kind of get lost in them. And I've always felt like you follow that. So with Bleachers Records, it's funny because sometimes people are like, where do you find the time to do them? And then other times people are like, why did it take you so long between records? and the answer is actually both. It's the same for both, which is you make them when you feel compelled to. Mm. And so the reason why is, A, sometimes it takes so long. And also the reason why I always have space to do them is, you know, it kind of comes out of you. So in a weird way, it's almost a relief to it. Like, you're just left to be the person documenting it. Mm. Like, so you come home and you get an idea, you go write it out, you know? Or you think you have a day off, you think you have a week off, you think, you know, I started writing again recently. I thought I was going to have this sort of relaxing after the album comes out period, and stuff just happens. So I don't know. It's a question that comes up a lot because I guess I appear to be a certain amount productive.
Yeah.
But everything kind of just like slots in. And I think the real answer is just if you do things that inspire you, they almost create more time in your life.
I also love your dad. What a legend. Oh, mate. Because and obviously you research into these sorts of things and you realize that, you know, like it's not just this like one-off thing that he disappears and like people know him and he's quite successful and, you know, he's like you and your sister, and he's into it. But does he feel like a bit cool? Like when you say, hey, dad, like, why don't you jump on in on this one? Is he secure enough in his own coolness that he doesn't feel special? Or is he like, yeah, I'm going to come and play?
No, he feels special, but then his coolness will come out. Like, you know, if he comes and plays and like plays with him, like Fallon or something, he's really excited. And then at like sound check or something, he'll be like, why is this taking so long? Like, what is this? And it's like, what are you doing? Like, he's very, it's very hard to get him to do anything he doesn't want to do or be anywhere. A little bit like a child, where like they're constantly looking for explanation as to why things are working a certain way, which is not a good quality in touring, because touring is just a big hurry up and wait for everything.
Yes.
I think he's an asshole is what the word we're looking for. The one thing, when you're American, nobody shuts up about Australia and how nice the life is. Everyone, like, it's like a big thing. Like, it's just sort of like, well, why don't they just do this and move to Australia? Like, it's sort of known as this place. And maybe because it's an English-speaking country, Americans feel like it's like it's like their version of like a place to like get away to. And like, just, it's just,
there's no pressure everyone here. Like, people are not competitive. and we just give each other a break more, which could be a bad thing. And maybe it leads to laziness because we also have like incredible free education, healthcare. So if you wanted to be a bum, you could. But like I go to America or New York, LA, and I'm like, whoa, everyone is so like, I'm doing this, I'm going to do this. Let me hook you up with this. But I'm like, everyone just relax. You know, it's very different in that sense.
I don't think it breeds laziness. I think it breeds happiness.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a contentment.
But I will say this about Australia. At the studio I work at, there's an Australian food place around the corner, and I can't place what's different than, it's just like a lot of avocados and stuff. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, okay.
Lots of avocado.
I can't really place the cuisine too much.
Come and visit when you can. When all this
I really want to. Yeah, I mean, what the
Show's over.
I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad, but I had some plans, some behind the scenes plans, and now they're getting weird. As soon as I can get down there and play this record, I am just dying to.
Well, we will open our arms and welcome you with joy and gratitude when you do Jack Antonoff, because we love you and you're always a pleasure to chat to. And please stay well, happy and safe, all right?
Good luck with your impending child.
Yeah, he'll be right. He's going to have a great life, I think.
Nice to talk to you, Ash.
This is the Ashland and Live podcast.